This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My guest today is Pooja Kanuga with Squeak and Snap. Hi Pooja, welcome to the show.
Hi Susan, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so thrilled that you took the time to talk with us today, and more thrilled that our listeners will learn, probably for the first time, about Squeak and Snap. So for anyone who hasn't heard of Squeak and Snap, set the scene for us. What problem does it solve?
So, you know, Susan, that every dog owner knows this feeling. Like you pull your phone out, you open the camera, and your dog is just perfect, right? Ears up, tail wagging, looking like a magazine cover, right? But as soon as you tap the button, by the time the photo comes out, they've looked away. They've lost their interest. Like, it's gone. Yeah, the moment's gone, right? You try again and again and again. It's like 47 times later, your camera roll is full of your dog's photo with the dog's head or a blurry nose. And that's the problem.
Yeah,
that's the problem. You have a beautiful dog and you cannot capture the moment. So Squeak and Snap solves.
I think that's when the word squirrel comes into place, because certainly that's all it takes, is just the attention span. But this product actually has a really personal origin story. So can you take us back to the beginning?
Yeah, so this I'm talking about like 10 years ago, almost like a decade ago. And it's my favorite story to say because it's like a full circle. So my husband Samir actually invented this first version of Squeak and Snap a decade ago. It was little squeaky plush that plugged right into your headphone jack. You know, back in the day when there were actually headphone jacks, right?
Yeah.
So it connected and the camera was like, if your camera's open, like every squeak took the picture. And actually, we sold it at Bed Bath & Beyond, and we got written up in Fido Friendly. It was a big part of our, like, get your licks on Route 66. People loved it. But the industry moved, like, from headphone jacks to the Bluetooth, and then the products we had, like, became obsolete, you know? The inventory just sat in the boxes. For years, it was just sitting there. And then this is my favorite part. Like one day, like we were cleaning our storage area and the kids actually found it and they started playing with it and they started asking questions that what is this thing? And like, while we were explaining it to them, I looked at Samir and I said, I think we bring this back now. You know, I mean, last 10 years, I've heard so many times, oh my God, I need Squeak and Snap. Where is it? Right? Like from all of our friends and everyone. So now that we can actually afford, like economically, it makes more sense to have the wireless version. So here we are. And it's like our own kids rediscovered this spark that relaunched the love of puppies, you know?
Well, that's wonderful. You know, they always say out of the mouths of babes, but you know what? Walk us through how it actually works. And, you know, what does it look like? You know, what's happening when a dog locks eyes on it?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's actually a real science behind this, like why it works every time. And it surprises people that there is something called canine orienting reflex. It's like hardwired into the dogs. Like, so when they hear a sudden unexpected sound, especially something that resembles like animal, they instinctively snap to attention and like lock onto their, like, you know, they just like look where the sound is coming from. Their ears are forward, their eyes are focused, and the alert expression, you know, every dog owner is chasing. Squeak and Snap gets that. Like, and it pairs wirelessly with your phone's Bluetooth, like the camera through the Bluetooth. So when you press the button, like it squeaks and the device takes the photo right when your dog is staring directly into the camera. And that just like, it's like no match to that moment. Like they're always like so cute. But I definitely want to say that it's not a toy. It's a camera accessory. Like sometimes like dogs want to just like eat it. So if you're like have it loose, they're going to grab it and you don't want that. It's not a training tool. It's not a toy. It's something you use it in the moment that you're trying to take the perfect photo. And it has a replaceable batteries, you know, so.
What does it look like?
It's a small little monkey, and that has a like a cute little charm. So like you can always put it like on your purse and on the leash where your dogs don't get it is a perfect way to use it when you need it, right?
Yeah, that's wonderful. So on another note, you have this goal called 25,000 dogs home. What is that?
So this is close to our heart, like the original inspiration of Squeak and Snap. The very first time we thought about like us, Squeak and Snap was Samir's friend had three rescued huskies, and he was like the friend was trying so hard to get a proper photograph, and it just didn't work. So that's what gave Samir the idea that, something we need to do for this rescues. And it's been part of our DNA from the beginning that we relaunched and we knew we wanted to build that connection into the business in like a real tangible way, not just a logo on the website. Like 25,000 dogs home campaign is like it's like a commitment that we want to get like 25,000 rescue dogs adopted. And that's why the number ma matters because, shelters and rescue organizations deeply need a good picture of their dogs, because they want to put it on the website. And a dog with a clear, bright, eyes-forward photo gets adopted faster. And we partner with rescues like organizations all over the country. And I know it's just like the relaunch has only been a few months. And I can just tell you how many rescues like we have been involved, and all the rescue volunteers, they love it. They absolutely love it. They take better photos, and even every purchase of Squeak and Snap, it contributes back to the same cause. It's like there's a big percentage that we give it, not just for the charity's sake. It's just the product is exactly what it was made for. It's just the dogs who need home. And of course, like other dogs, other dog owners, it's a great gift for them too. But like our main heart with this whole thing is like to get those dogs get adopted, like get them the forever friendly, nice home,
Yeah. Well, you're speaking to the choir over here at Fido Friendly with our Get Your Licks on Route 66, and I can't wait to work with you guys on that. So, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know, and where is the best place for them to learn more about Squeak and Snap?
So, I want people to know that this product came from genuinely personal place. It started with the rescue dogs and it's going a lot back to the rescue dogs. Every purchase, like, funds a better adoption photography for shelter animals because we believe a great photo can literally save a life. So best place to find us is actually Squeak and Snap website, like on our website, and I'll spell it for you because it's spells a little bit different. It's Squeak, Squeak with the letter N right after, and Snap, Snap. So it's squeakandsnap.com. Also on our Instagram, and I'm also on LinkedIn. But if you have a dog, grab a Squeak and Snap and take the best photo you've ever taken. I promise you won't regret it.
I love it. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you.
That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Pooja Kanuga, with Squeak and Snap. To learn more, visit their website, squeakandsnap.com. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to fidofriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.